think that everyone agrees on the definition of feminism, right? At its core, feminism is basically the belief that women should be treated equally to everyone else. That's the basis of it. And I don't think any logical person would disagree with that. In fact, the 30 plus people that answered my survey agreed with me. So where is the issue arising? Why are people scared to identify as feminist publicly? Why are people saying that feminism isn't necessary in today's society? And what can we do as the next generation? This will all be explored in today's episode of the F Word Podcast with me, your host, Georgie Sinclair. So today we've got some special guests with us. We have
Esther,
Talia,
Tia,
and Oyin. I'm a feminist. But the other day, I saw a really fit builder catcall woman while I was on the bus.
Did you get jealous?
And I secretly wished it was me he catcalled. In my head, I was like, oh my God, that is disgraceful. But like, if it
please
was my way, like...
me.
You know what I mean? Go for it. I wouldn't mind.
Well, I am a feminist, but the guy is always going to pay on the first date. Just because.
What, when they go on a date with you?
Yes, 100%. When we're together, then it's fine. I'll pay. We go 50-50. We'll sort it out like that. But the first date, I reckon he has to pay for it. But actually, I have been on dates where like they pay for the food and then I pay for like the cinema. But I mean like the first payment should usually be them. Yeah.
What if they haven't got a job?
Then I wouldn't
be
on a date with them. Thank you very much.
I don't care if they're like proper.
What if you're struggling?
I can't be with someone who isn't like self-motivated. I've learned that you just can't do that.
I've learned.
You're throwing some
no names.
Shade.
No names.
Shade.
Salty. What if they're like
What if they're what?
There's no way of what, getting around really? It. I was thinking of like another job. There's just not another job status. Like, employed or unemployed. Exactly. There's nothing else. No, they're part-time.
I mean, well, if you're that's a student and you're job. Part-time, then it's all right. But if you're part-time...
What if they're a student and they don't have a job?
That's okay, but it would be a slightly...
So how are they going to pay for your dinner?
Frustrating. Well, you just got to ask your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'd rather well. They pay for your dinner with their parents' money?
Yeah.
Well, no, you're making it sound really bad. No. But, like, if you're a student and you don't have a job, you'd have some form of income, whether that's, like, £20 a month or what. And you have savings, right? So some students...
Not everyone.
I don't have savings.
Prime example no sitting right next to you doesn't have a job, complains about money, and doesn't ever have any
on.
Money.
And she is the
no
one.
No savings.
And really hungry as well.
Oyin is the one that goes on dates and expects them to pay. So that.
Hey, no, we're true. Not meant to be pickpointing people.
I myself. I can make my own money, but I think on the first date they should just pay for the first payment, even if that's like the train ticket, and then I just pay for like.
All right, travel bursaries.
Whoa! Yeah.
She finds her dates on Gumtree and they're like, we charge £2 an hour, travel bursaries included, you don't have to pay for your train ticket.
Gumtree.
Alright, sorry, eBay, Depop, Instagram, like...
Findaboyfriend.com.
Lol!
I've been there before.
No, I haven't!
Yeah, I looked at it for prom. They're all old though.
So oh, see,
it's an actual website.
No, yeah.
Oh, this is awkward,
hire
ain't it?
Hire a boyfriend, hire a date, all of that.
I was contemplating doing like going on dates with like old men just to get a dough, but then I was like, nah, let me not do that.
Okay.
I'm a feminist, but I would be a sugar baby.
Ooh. Do you know what? If I got enough money,
my friend, the other day went on a date and she got. Free meal.
She got a Louis Vuitton like handbag. Like the guy gave it to her, and then he gave her like £300.
How old
was
he?
Have a nice day.
What area is this?
50 something.
What area?
50
something.
Oyin's looking for a job.
How'd she find them?
She signed up to secret thingy.
How do you know all of these websites?
But you have to be careful because obviously you meet in public places.
Yes.
Yeah, and she literally, she doesn't work. She just gets bulk sums of money.
Okay, that's fine.
Oyin's like, that is my kind of job.
I'm a feminist, but I listen to misogynistic music.
Ooh. Like what?
So basically that means like, I just listen, a lot of my playlist is like,
Give us some lyric examples.
Okay, wait, let me just, should I just play something into the mic?
Oh, Georgie, here we go again.
A. Wait, guys, I don't have bars.
This is so hard to listen to right now.
Not estimate. I can't beatbox for hours. Yeah, she can't do it for
hours. Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, just, like, for example, calling women bitches. Telling them to get, like, to do, to be sexual. Like, the women are always sexualized in music. Like, there's never a woman just standing in a music video. She's always got her tits out or ass out. It's weird because, like, on one side, yeah, you're like, nah, that's really, like, it's degrading the woman. But on the other side, yeah, it's like that woman, she's gone into the music video. That's a job
it's a
for
choice.
Her. Exactly. And that's her way of making money. So it's
true,
like,
true.
On one side, you're slating the woman at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but they're just doing that for
clout. But what's that got to do with the lyrics, though? Like,
oh, no, but on the other hand, yeah, we're talking about lyrics. So we're talking about they're mostly spoken out of male mouths, especially on my playlist.
Okay, I'm a feminist, but I really like it when guys walk on the outside of the road and he lets me walk on the inside of the road.
Protected, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so cute.
Fair enough.
I'm still a feminist, though.
Girls will be girls.
So what, would you not stay with someone if they walked on the inside of the road?
If it was the first time, yeah, that we're together, like
red
first
flags,
date.
Red flags.
If it was the first date and you don't realise that,
man,
you're meant to walk on the outside. No, but this is
that
like
can't be choices, or it.
But, oh. Hey, I've had like 5 boyfriends in my time, yeah, and I'm pretty sure they all miss me. I know they miss me, but I don't miss them.
Oh, the lisp is really coming out.
That's when she gets excited. It gets like really overpronounced.
Oh my god, I'm going to go. I hate all of you.
Cut
it's too loud.
To the damn chase.
But I'm a feminist, but I do like the idea of like being a stay-at-home mum. And just like not having a job and just looking after kids.
Fair enough.
Going on brunches.
What, and your partner bringing all the money in? I was going to say husband. Your partner bringing all the money in?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Someone's got to do it.
Is it because you can't be asked to get a job?
No.
Yeah. Yes, you know, like, boy, that's even you. I found your match.
Wait. Interesting angle because you date girls.
Mm.
So it's like you can't.
It's not like saying, oh, the man runs a family.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you guys think about being stay-at-home mums? Oh, yeah, you'd love that. That's right, I'll be your money.
Yeah.
No,
because the husband
I don't mind. I would not mind. The thing is, I would do it when I'm like 45 or something. I wouldn't do it when I'm like, when I'm
young and budding.
Yeah, no.
How you don't you strike feel? Me as a stay-at-home mum. You wouldn't be able to.
I don't think I would be able to deal with it.
Esther's got to be the power in the relationship.
Hold on, I have a, I have a point.
Yeah, like my old boyfriend was scared of me. Oh. My ex was scared of me, but not in a bad way. In a good way.
Don't think that works though.
I have a point though. So if you were to start like a family with like another woman, and say you gave birth to the child, and you were looking, and no, and you were like the stay-at-home, you were the stay-at-home, even though you had the kids, and you got like three kids, and your partner is at work, and she has like a really shit day and comes back really angry, and she's like, I don't care, where's my dinner, and then goes off to bed. How'd that make you feel?
I would drag her out of bed, and just be like, look, just be like. She got a. You can't just come home from work and expect dinner and then just go off to bed. Like when you come home from work, your day doesn't end there. You got to help me with what I'm doing. Help me with these kids.
Ooh. Yeah, because you've still got a job. You're raising the family.
She's
you're
the one raising
paid for it.
Exactly. Like that's like you come home from work and
mums are
over,
the hardest jobs in the world. <I know. laughs> As it's the first episode, I thought we just have kind of like a baseline conversation about our experiences with feminism as young girls. So, I've had some quite heated debates with people in the past, predominantly boys, but also with a couple of girls, about feminism, and through them I've had some quite negative interactions because the other I think because of the other person not being educated enough on the subject, and they just kind of form their opinion purely off of the select information they've heard and what they want to believe, basically.
They're just ignorant.
Yeah.
I agree.
Have you had any negative interactions?
Well, when discussing feminism?
Yeah, or even like...
Yeah, 100%.
Or even like just...
On a daily basis, I probably get sexually harassed like 3-4 times.
Define sexually harassed.
What? Shouted at on the street, people trying to touch me. Like on the bus, men.
Yeah, it's the buses.
It's disgusting. It's the buses. Like this guy, I literally shouted on the bus, like, get the fuck away from me. Because he was like leaning in, closer and closer.
I've
like,
had
what
a really similar situation to you, but I was really annoyed because
you
I didn't
me.
Say anything about it.
You should
it.
Just that say, just, like, yeah. Excuse me, can you move, please? I'm 17.
Yeah, I like to sit in the back corner of the bus.
Yeah.
I just like to sit there, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting in the back corner, right?
Because George is bad. George is a cool kid.
So it's the back of the bus gang.
Whips her legs out and goes for a quick nap on the 62.
I'm sitting in the back corner of the bus, and the bus is, like, pretty empty, and this guy...
Don't tell me sits next to you.
This old, quite an old guy, like, could be someone's granddad, I reckon.
Was he tall?
Why does it matter?
Because I remember you telling me you
No, I don't
really
remember
tall.
Being tall. No, that was a different story. Oh. Gets on the bus.
My
exactly.
point exactly.
Gets on the bus and sits right next to me. And I'm sitting there thinking, a bit weird, but okay. And so I like scoot over to the side a bit. Obviously, there's not a lot of space because I'm sat in the corner. He scoots over. Oh. But he's doing it subtly. I scoot over. Every time I scoot over, he slowly moves
nah.
over. And to the point where my bum was like half on the wall. Like I basically wasn't sitting on the seat anymore. And this guy's literally, his leg's touching mine. He's that close. And I feel something on my leg. And I'm like, a bit weird. I look down and he's moves his hand.
What?
But it's almost like I looked down too late where I didn't see him move it off my leg, but I just saw him move it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, a bit weird. I carry on looking at my phone and everything. Feel it again. And this, I'm telling you, this guy is touching my leg.
How did you not say anything?
Because A, the bus was empty, and B, which I think happens to a lot of people, like, I
just get a bit scared.
So
yeah.
I just froze, like,
so intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, what if I shout out and then, like, this guy starts pretending he doesn't speak another language,
yeah.
like, nothing's going on, and it's just like, and I'm so annoyed because I should have said something.
Yeah.
Even if I was just like, sorry, can you just like yeah. move over a bit? But I just felt, and I feel like the situation with a lot
happens
of people,
to bare
so bad, like,
girls.
You just don't know what to do.
Yeah, it's jarring.
And I'm so uncomfortable.
Some guy tried to reach out and like touch my chest while I was wearing my lanyard.
Whoa.
I ripped off my lanyard and I was like, it says key stage 5, yo. Like, how can you not see that I'm in school?
Yeah.
Like, you're being
and do you know
a pervert.
So bad. Like, even now, and I've had conversations with girls who've said the same thing. When people ask, like, when weird, creepy guys
yeah.
try and chat you up.
So you're 12.
Yeah, you tell yeah. them you're 14 or whatever. Yeah. It's like, I should be able to tell you that I'm 17.
But me and my mum were having.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
The fact that I have to tell you that I'm 14, yeah. just so in your head.
That you know
you
that
can
it's,
think
yeah.
it's too young is wrong. Like, I should tell you that I'm 17 and you'd be like, oh, okay. Like, she's a kid.
Yeah. Mm. But me and my mum were saying, like, my mum doesn't, like, we were talking to, like, me, my brothers, and my mum was like, do you guys know when you see a girl whether she's too young for you? My brother's like, yeah. Like, if I'm not going to, like, look at a girl and find her attractive if she's, like, blatantly just not
yeah.
the same age as me. And he was like, obviously, there's a few exceptions every now and again where
I
you get a bit confused. But I was, it's
no,
not,
it's
yeah.
guys.
And
no,
it's
it
like,
guys.
But it's like,
I'm
how, it's like, yeah. And do you not ever think, like, do you ever say to someone, like, oh, do you not see how young I am in comparison to you? And they're like, oh, I thought
yeah.
you were 18. It's like, yo, you're, like, over the age of 50. Why are you even looking at me?
Or it's like,
me?
I'm 14 and they're like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, do what do you mean?
Yeah. I know. It's so
I'm
messed
14.
Up.
I wasn't 14, but I'm 14.
14 2 years ago.
Yeah, like,
still underage.
Yeah.
This guy at work. Yeah, he's 23, and we didn't really know each other or anything. Like, we sort of like met each other once, and then he Snapchats me like a few days like after I sort of met him and that. And then I was like, how did you get my Snapchat? Like, what's this about? And then, like, so he knows the situation, yeah. He knows that I don't like boys and everything. And then he kept, like, trying to, like, coming on to me and everything, right?
What?
And then, like...
trying to, like, convert you from
yeah,
your... get like,
right?
What?
we planned...
I've seen people talking about this on Instagram as well.
We planned to go out and...
you and the guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, this is before he was, like, creepy.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, he'd gone and told, like, everyone
era.
At work that we was going on a date.
Whoa.
And I didn't hear about it, right, until my friend, the day before the date, she phoned me up and was like, you didn't tell me you was going on a date with Samir? And I was like, I'm not. Like, what's like, what are you talking about? And then I realised that that's what she was talking about, right? And then basically I was just like, okay, maybe it's just like a misunderstanding. Maybe he didn't like understand or whatever. And so then we went on this like date, and then it was sort of all right. And then at the end, right, just before he was about to get on the bus, he sort of grabbed my arm and then kissed me on the cheek.
Wow.
And then I was just like, okay,
yeah.
and then he goes, and then at work he was telling the same guys that he told about the date that he was like, yeah, oh yeah, that was my first kiss, you know.
Whoa.
And then I was like, oh my god,
not that it would be acceptable, but it's not like you're discreet about being gay, like,
exactly. I was very obvious about
like,
it.
The first day I met Tia, like, I knew she was gay. She tells everyone.
George has
like,
just got a gay dot.
No, that's not it.
She's
I
got
do
a gay dot.
That's not it. Like, she's so open about it, which is really good. But it's not like you're not open about
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
He wasn't sure.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming if you're at work with him, you must know that you don't
exactly,
like guys.
Everyone at work knows,
no,
right?
Exactly.
So do you still work with him?
Mate, no.
So
when I first met Tia, she had rainbow laces on her shoes.
I've still got them at home. Basically, then, right.
I'm so sad that this story is continuing. Like, does it get worse?
No, it gets a lot worse, right? Right, so then I was just like, right, okay. And then he's still talking to me as if we're sort of like... As if, like, he's still trying to, like, basically move to me, right? And then... he said, he was like, oh yeah, he's like, I like to do this thing where I meet new people, where like I send you a song and then I listen to it, and then you send me one and I listen to it, and so that we get to know people, get to know each other, right?
It's like that picture you send with 40 questions. Like, give me a number and I'll ask a question.
This is like year 7.
Ever get a tattoo? Yes, I would.
Truth or dead? Do you like me? Fully like in year 7 when you had a crush on someone. Nah. When you had a crush on someone and you're like, let's play 21 questions.
21 do dares.
You, do you like girls? I mean, do you like, yeah, do you like
no,
girls?
It's like, what's the furthest you would go?
What's your type? What's your type? What do you rate me out of 10?
Would you rate my six pack?
Right, so yeah, basically, I sent him the song. The song was called She Likes Girls. Right?
Subtle hints!
That is so good!
Salty.
I actually applaud that.
He was like, oh yeah, haha, I see why you like that song, right? So clearly, he knew, yeah? Right? And it carries on. And then I was saying to him, like, look, like, I got to the point where I was like, you know that I'm gay, right? You know, like, nothing's gonna happen. Like, I'd really appreciate it if you stop saying that you love me and stop trying to call me and everything, right? He kept saying you love me, right? He was like, I know you're gay. Everyone at work keeps telling me that every time I mention you. Mm. And I'm like, well, first of all, stop talking about me then. And then second of all, bang. Like, it's true, yeah? So you just got to leave.
The truth's out. It's true.
And then I'm gay. He's just like, yeah, and they're basically saying about how upset it makes him and that. And I was like, okay, like, I feel what? Bad. Like, I didn't want to upset you. Yeah. Because
what,
everyone
you're gay?
Yeah.
So you he can't get with you. Okay.
Right. So then I just felt bad, right? Because I was like, look, I still want to be friends and that. Like, just know that nothing, like, is going to happen, yeah? So I was like, right, we'll hang out, like, next week or whatever, right? And so we was hanging out again. And then the first thing I saw on his phone was that he'd been Googling my name, yeah, as well as other girls that I work with, yeah.
I'm not
then,
to Google why
then. Then he kept trying to hold my hand, like he proper grabbed my hand, right? He was like, oh yeah, look, your hands look really soft. And I was just like, no, they're all right. And then he grabbed my hand and started holding my hand and I was like, no. And then we were sitting in Costa and then he's like, oh, can we take a selfie? And I was like,
you've got to
okay.
stop socialising with this guy.
Yeah, I know, trust me, right? And then he was like, oh, can I put my arm around you? We take the picture and everything and then I get home and then he texts me, he says, do you like my new wallpaper?
No, he doesn't.
And he cropped himself out of the picture, no, zoomed in on me and made me his wallpaper,
that's
yeah?
Disgusting.
And then I was like, the wallpaper in his bedroom.
No, come on, it's on his phone.
I was like, he pasted you in his room, like.
Oh no.
That's probably, right. You know, I wasn't surprised.
He right, put so him as a background.
He's like pushed himself out of the picture.
He
made
me.
Imagine that. That'll be way worse.
And then yeah, and then I was like, delete it. And then just like he was like, okay. He was like, fine, I will, but only because if my sister saw it, she'd slap the soul out of me, right? Good. And I was like, yeah. I was like, good, but why? And then he was like, because it's not right.
Is
next
he
time,
your sister.
And then he was like, yeah, he was like, it's not right. Next time when your body is actually half covered, we'll take another picture and I'll make that my wallpaper. And I was like,
as
what?
Half
I was like, I'm sorry,
covered.
What? Like, why, what were you, have you seen that, you know that white dress that I wore with the flowers on it?
No.
Yeah.
I was wearing that, yeah?
Yeah.
So then,
I take notes.
And then I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I was covered. Like, what are you saying? And then he was just like, I was like, there was nothing wrong with what I was wearing. He was like, oh, I didn't say there was. And I was like, no, but I was covered. And then he was like, if you say so. And he was like, if that's covered, I'd love to see what uncovered looks like then. Gross. And I was like, I literally,
sorry,
I just
can
said,
I just
what?
Say, yeah. He's so the kind of guy that they base the no shoulder school thing on.
Yeah.
He's the guy that's sexually attracted to shoulders. He's the reason we can't get our shoulders out in school. My guy's attracted to shoulders, shins,
elbows, head, knees, toes,
backs. Like, my guy's, no, nothing else. Shoulders.
Just lots of bones.
He's the reason we can't wear certain clothes in school, like, just saying. He loves a good stomach region.
That's a belly button.
Yeah.
Yum.
Right, so yeah, I was just like, what? And then he was like, oh, I was making a joke, you know, that you said you were covered. I said, next time you don't have to be. You usually get my humour straight away. Are you tired or something? You need a coffee. And then I was like...
That's not funny.
I was like, I literally said, I just didn't think it was funny. And then he was like, oh, okay, thanks for your honesty. I'll bear that in mind next time.
All
and
right.
Then I just blocked him.
Next time? What next
him.
Time? No next time.
You should have said thanks for your honesty. I will
but do you work with
three
him
to five
still?
Working days.
Do you work with him?
Well, basically, right, after that happened, I went into work and I filed a formal complaint for sexual
yes,
harassment,
Tia!
Right?
Yeah, good.
Well, where'd you work?
The cinema.
So, oh, right, okay, so like it's proper stuff there.
And,
good for you.
And
that's
then
really good.
Thank you. And then we were supposed to be working together, right? On this one day, and I went over to my manager and I was like, you know, like me and Samir working together, and she was like, okay, fine. And then she split us apart, yeah. And then after that, he never came into work since.
Hey,
he kept calling in sick.
They fired him.
Well, no, they was gonna fire him, but he wouldn't. He hadn't come in, so they couldn't actually do it, right?
Oh.
And then he quit, like, yesterday, day before yesterday.
Mad.
So now he's quit.
There you go.
Don't work. Cinema.
Moral of the story is, report sexual harassment.
Literally. And he kept saying he was going to marry me.
That sounds so done out here.
Well, I'm not surprised, because the workplace has lots of creepy guys, because in
my
two,
workplace doesn't have any
two,
creepy
well,
guys.
You just
my
wait.
Workplace is love trope.
Well, to be honest,
where
that's
do you work?
You have to
where
do like
you
100
work?
Different apps. I work right now in a bar.
That's why you work in a bar.
Hold on. Yeah, but I used to work in a bakery, and I realised that I was getting taxed, even though, like, you know, you're not supposed to get taxed under an age. Yeah, so hold on. So my head of, like, all the local stores said, oh yeah, here, take this person's number, contact them. So I contacted them. I spoke to their, like, manager person, like, who helps, wait, not manager, assistant. I spoke to their assistant. And because it was on WhatsApp, he saw my picture and said, you look very nice in this photo and everything.
God.
And he started saying, you're very pretty. And, like, fair enough, like, a comment, like, whatever, I can get over it. But then he kept on going. He started putting kisses. He was like, okay, love. I felt really uncomfortable. I didn't say anything, so I just left it, like, it's really not a deep. I got my money back.
Professional, isn't it?
So then what happened, like, I don't know, like, 3 months later, I'd left and I was getting onto my next job. And I got an ad on Snapchat from this complete stranger. I added him back just because, like, I don't know why, but I added
just
him back.
To know who it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then he messaged me straight away. He was like, no, he sent me a picture. Anyone doing lifts tonight? I replied. I was like, do I know you? And he was like, I'm mad at you. You got me fired. You spoke to HR, like human resources, like manager.
Him?
No, I didn't. But he thought I reported him. So that means that he knew what he said was wrong.
Yeah.
And he's done it to other girls, obviously, because he's been reported for it. So he took it out on me, even though I hadn't reported it because I didn't care.
What did he say?
He was just saying, oh, you're crazy bitch and everything.
I'm loving all of this. Girls reporting stuff.
Yeah,
well,
love it.
Good, because so many people are too scared. Like,
yeah.
I genuinely don't know what I would do. Because I like to think of myself as being, like, strong and being able to assert myself in situations. But at the same time, like, when you feel so uncomfortable, you just freeze.
That's what I thought as well. But then, like, when I was actually in, like, Costa with him and he was like, oh, can I put my arm around
you? Did
you
feel quite empowered afterwards?
Yeah. Like, after I'd reported him and that. But when I was in Costa and he was like, oh, can I put my arm around you? I was just like, yeah, okay. Because I just didn't feel like I could say no. And then it was just like, it's just, like, intimidating.
So bad, yeah.
Because, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
But
strange.
I keep hearing the phrase modern-day feminism thrown around, particularly by people who don't identify as feminists or have problems with feminism. Have you guys, like, heard it?
I don't understand that. I feel like modern day it's just feminism,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been the same from when...
I've heard it a lot on social media. So what I decided to do, I did some digging to find some sort of definition, right? Because in my head, I'm thinking the same. What's the difference?
Yeah.
And I found a Huffington Post article, right? And in the article, they said, as a definition, at its core, it's still a movement aiming for the equal treatment of women in society. I would argue that modern-day feminism has the right goals but warped values.
But what values?
Warped. Like, warped values.
Like, just not good values.
So, after reading the article, check it out, it's a good article, it explains what it is. What's happening is, people are using it as an excuse of not identifying as a feminism. So, like, I've seen interviews where people have been like, oh, well, I don't agree with modern-day feminism, but obviously I believe that women and men should be equal. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what's this modern-day feminism that you're talking about? Like, straight up, I believe in the equality of sexes.
That's
feminism.
It. Yeah.
So I looked it up and that's what I saw. And it kind of makes sense to me, right? Because, you know, whenever you speak to people that, like, don't identify, especially girls that don't identify as feminists, they always say the reason is, like,
because I like men, I'm not a man hater. No,
well, yeah, or it's, I'm not a man hater, I'm not, like, I don't get offended over, like, I don't get easily offended, stuff like
that.
It's
just stupid.
Yeah, I think the warped values are, like, they've got the right intention because they're trying to make women equal, but they're doing it the wrong way.
Yeah.
So it's like, for example, when the Women's March happened in the US, all over the US there was all those marches, right? And I can't remember who I was talking to someone on the bus about it. It happened to be a boy I was talking to. And he said, well, I saw a video on the news of, like, all of these women, they had, like, stood and made, like, a human, like, chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right word, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they weren't letting the men go to work. Like, what I thought they were fighting for equality, not to be better. And I'm like, okay,
wow.
People like that are the people with warped values.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
And well, the problem is...
But nah, at the same time, though, that's just a form of activism, realistically, when you think about it. And yeah, that's the thing. But I think people forget, like, the reason these things have such big platforms that they do now is because it's been, like, yeah, for, like, the whole of history, minus, like, par, like, 200 years... these are the people that have been being oppressed, like women and people of colour.
It's like, if these things aren't affecting men, then men aren't going to care.
Men, exactly. Men are still dominant in, like, like most, like, roles in work. Yeah, exactly. It's I've like white, like, old men. Yeah. They run this
I've met some great guys that are feminists and that agree with it all.
Definitely.
And will stand there and say, I'm a feminist.
Yeah.
But I've met so many more guys that it's almost like they get shamed for admitting it as well. So, like, as much as girls get shamed for admitting it, and that's why a lot of them don't, I feel like so much worse for guys. Like,
but I think it's worse for guys because...
being taken the piss out of when they've agreed with me on something. And it's like... why? And they'll sit there, right? And they won't ever admit that they don't think that women should be equal to men, because deep down they know that women should be equal to men. They just have decided to look at the bad stuff and say, that's feminism.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah. But that's with, like, most, like...
just with everything,
That's the sad thing about it.
People try and use that as an insult as well. It's like, my brother, he goes, oh, shut up, you feminist. I'm like,
okay. Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm
literally, that's so stupid.
Shut up, you feminist.
Now, but I think it's also, it's also, like, because I think men, it's hard for men to identify with being anything other than, like, a really, like...
Alpha male.
Yeah.
Like, toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it's toxic masculinity. Like, there's no space for, like, men. Well, I think... I don't know, there is, but there isn't. Like,
no, I
there's no space.
Can we just put out, we're not obviously talking about generalizing all
men.
We're just talking about experiences that we've had.
I just think there's not, I don't think there's enough space for men to just be like
themselves.
Or yeah. Like,
talk about their feelings.
Just to be,
like,
talk about their feelings.
Feminine.
Yeah.
Quite feminine.
Yeah.
You don't, just because you're feminine, doesn't mean you're gay.
Yeah.
Mean, sorry,
yeah, but that pisses me off as well, though. Like, I have so many friends that are like one of my mates. He's quite camp, like how he like just dresses and how he speaks and whatever. But he's straight, like as like noodle. Like, it's done like, well, noodle isn't pretty. a noodle before it's cooked.
They're
straight.
You mean spaghetti?
Sorry.
Mate, she's not talking about like tagliatelle. God, Esther's Italian.
Now I've been thrown off. I've forgotten.
He's your mate that's camp.
Yeah. And everyone thinks he's gay all the time. And like, someone actually felt like we were at a party and we were all sitting like literally like this, but like bigger group of people, like 15 people.
Yeah.
And someone literally felt like it was okay to like state his sexuality without like any knowledge of the person in general.
What, or like tell him you're gay.
Yeah, like some guy was like, yeah, oh Josh, you're obviously gay though, aren't you? Not like it's an insult, really. It's like, who are you to state someone's sexuality?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that also like amplified onto all of the boys kind of in there, because just to carry up with that, like, oh yeah, like I don't agree with this and blah, yeah,
like being masculine so that people don't think that you're gay.
Yeah, that you're gay. Yeah,
apparently that's like really bad.
Yeah.
So one more topic.
What is it?
I know Esther's going to feel passionate about this.
Oh, I'm scared.
Uniform coding.
Oh my god.
What about the uniform?
I'm just going in assembly.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Do they have an assembly?
Let the conversation happen.
Yeah. What did they tell me about the assembly? Because I was
so there's no boobs, there's no bums, and there's no midriff. Yeah.
All right. So what about guys?
Do you know how many guys I've seen with their ass literally hanging out?
First of all, the bum I don't think is.
I can't help it.
No one has their ass.
Sorry, someone's ass is like really big. Yeah, that's not their beef.
In jeans.
That's just how they look.
I think the thing is though, it's like when you're wearing a dress, it's got to be covered like by like that much.
And girls wearing short denim shorts. Girls who wear denim shorts like above the knee, like that's like fine. But I think too short is not.
All my dresses finish like here.
Dress? Would you wear it to school?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I came to school the other day in my denim skirt and it was to like here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you bend forward, you can see the.
We got to the point last year, which I think is wrong.
That's why they had
where girls had to start buying boys tracksuit shorts just so they could come into school in shorts in summer.
Yeah, just because they were long enough.
No, but I also think, firstly, we're in sixth form, yeah? If you're going to say that there's no uniform, then there's no uniform, full stop, innit? There's no uniform except for your belly and your flipping shoulder. Like, I think that's...
Never met a boy that's sexually attracted to shoulders, belly buttons...
knees.
The worst one was when I was in high school, my I have had this uniform issue for time.
You roll your skirt up, Marina.
Yeah, but I just used to adapt my uniform. So like, I'd had like skinny trousers on, innit? Like ankle grazers. Yeah, I have Converse, and then I'll just have my blazer or whatever, and then I'd always have my nails.
Yeah,
on.
I bet you had one of those short ties, didn't you?
Nah, I can't. What do you guys think I am? Like some hood rat. yeah, I had a meeting with my mum because they were like, yeah, your daughter's uniform's just out of control now, basically. And then my mum was like, okay, so what's the reason for her not being allowed to have like her nails done, or like her to have fitted trousers, if that's how she just feels a bit more comfortable wearing fitted trousers? And then she's like, because we're really worried about the teachers, like getting, like, we don't want the teachers to be distracted. And I was like, what are you teacher? Employing? Yeah, what are you employing? There's never a genuine logical explanation reason, for it. Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, we're just accommodating men once
again. We had like, when, so obviously, like, sporty gal, I used to be part of the sports team. I used to get so gassed when we'd have
I was her best sporty.
Early, right? So we'd get changed at lunchtime. We had skorts.
You feel protected because you're wearing the shorts. Like, you're not going to have any accident, but you're still looking sexy in the skirts. You're like, yes, it's the best of both worlds.
The PE kit for girls was either you could wear a skirt or cycling shorts.
Yeah.
So we didn't have, like, cycling shorts. They were cycling shorts. They wouldn't let us wear, like, football
shorts. You had it trending before it was trending.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes.
Except it was ugly. Right. So basically, we'd get checked. Yeah.
Literally. Oh, my. So I don't like cycling shorts just for that reason. I just can't. I just always feel
we
like...
We got changed for PE at lunchtime. Unless it was football where we wore football shorts. We get changed for, like, netball, hockey or whatever. And we used to wear skorts, and it was fine, not an issue. And then one day, they came and said to us, sorry, girls, can you just, like, put your skirt over it? Because, obviously, we wouldn't leave until the end of the day, but we'd have to leave straight away. Can you just put your skirt over it? We were like, why? Like, we're wearing a skirt. It's just a bit distracting. For who? Mate, I am not coming out in like a leotard.
Yeah,
my legs are covered to at least halfway down my thigh. Yeah,
well, they were that long. They were all like down there. My skirt was literally like here.
Yeah, when I used to play netball,
halfway down your thigh.
It was a short skirt.
Shorts underneath. Yeah. Like, why? Who has gone to the head teacher and said, oh, I'm actually finding
to all girls
those
school.
Year 8 girls in their skorts really distracting.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing that makes it detrimental to young girls.
It just makes you feel ashamed.
It's making you feel like you need to be like, okay, you need to be conscious at 13 that men will find you attractive.
Yeah, they're getting younger and younger.
Start dressing from now, and it's
why are we telling girls as young as year 6, year 5, year 6 that you need to be wary of how long your skirt is?
Yeah.
Half the girls haven't even started their period yet.
Exactly.
I was puberty.
Nine, man.
The boys, their balls haven't dropped. Their voices are still as high as ours.
Who is getting distracted
by a year 6 girl having her skirt or their pinafore or whatever higher than, like, on their knee? I mean, it's ridiculous. Like,
but it's the fact that you're training, like, girls from young to be like, listen, this is how you need, but it's like, it should be like, okay, guys, like, from, like, I don't know, from young, you should educate boys to be like, listen, you can't just look at girls and find them attractive and then just, like...
Isn't that educating the girls? Like, it's bad to say don't have it too long, but it's good to say, be careful, if you roll your skirt up too short, you are going to have a weirdo look at you or try to
find that just messed up.
Because you're normalising it, you're saying to a girl.
Well, it is normal, isn't it? Is this what happens on a daily basis?
But that's people, as a result of this is what has happened, because they don't want to educate men. That's
so
what it is.
So they should educate men, but still let girls know it's still going to happen until something's changed.
Right.
But which would be educating men. Young men from a young age.
But there are still old men who are going to look.
But if you educate them from when they were young, they're not going to grow up to be old pedos. Yeah, but
I've always grown up knowing that it's normal. Like, my mum would come and pick us up from school, right? So I was, in year, like, 3? And we'd be walking down the street every single day. We'd be walking home, and then guys would be whistling at her, like, out the window and that way.
Yeah. My mum.
Right. No. So, like, I'd always just grown up being like, oh, you know, like, that just happens, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Even now, it still happens.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, you know, like, walking down the street with her and people are staring at her. And then, like, I clock it now, and I, like, according to, like, everyone. I've had so many people. So, you know the song Stacey's Mum? I've had 4 people sing that about my mum this week, right? And
oh my God, that must make you so uncomfortable.
It really is bad. My brother, he doesn't let his friends come around the house because they always say stuff about my mum.
No, fair enough.
Like, it's
well, disgusting. No, not fair enough.
What? Y'all would invite them around and be like, yo, say something again.
I was like, if I ever hear anyone's, like, any of your, like, stupid little friends, like, these boys are, like, 12.
Exactly.
Right? If I ever hear any of them say anything about mum, you know, I'm going to go, like, punch them out, yeah. Like, I'm not having, like, it's bad enough that I have to deal with it, yeah, like, myself. But when, like, 12-year-olds
yeah,
trying to sexualise my mum, yeah, like...
That's, yeah.
But when, like, what... Definitely. Are we then going to get this whole... How young is too young to teach a boy? Like, do you know?
Exactly,
what I mean?
That's definitely what's going
to
happen.
I don't
after
have
that.
The energy to be having this argument. You should be teaching.
But I also people.
Well.
This is an argument though. What is it? Do you reckon it's parents to blame though?
As a kid, I like my boy will be raised. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
The
so,
most respect for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, but that's where people say, well, then it's parents. That people put it down to parents. Like, that's an argument right now, like, with, like, racism, like, racist kids,
no,
sexist
is,
kids, homophobic
it,
kids. It's like,
kids
is that your, is that from your pet? Is that from your pet? Is
that
put thing, down?
Yeah.
But I think it is, to be honest. I think it is to do with parents. Because to an extent, like, I think you can teach your child to be good and your child can rebel, of course. But I just think if your child is coming out, being outright, like, racist, homophobic, or, like, thinks he can say just really...
Well, no, but kids
mad.
Like that tend to come from parents that are
who,
like that as
yeah,
well.
Who accommodate
so
that kind
for them
of shit
it's
at
fine.
Home, yeah.
But then, when you have situations like that, that's why it's also the reason of the school. Because not everyone comes from families where
yeah,
the
they can
will put
exactly.
Them in their
so
place.
The school should at least be there, like, listen, this is this and blah, blah, blah.
And so many schools will say in their policies, oh, we're zero bully tolerance,
really, yeah.
zero
oh,
sexism,
rubbish,
mm. racism. It is rubbish it's because rubbish. So many of the
they
kids
say that
get away.
They don't actually do it, yeah.
So, that's the end of the podcast, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow call.
So, that's the end of the podcast.
Aww.
You've been listening to the F Word podcast with me, your host, Georgie Sinclair, and special guest
Esther,
Talia,
Tia,
and Oyin. Join us next week for another episode of the F Word podcast.